I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
They want chase scenes and car crashes.
They want the cops to bend the rules to get the job done. They want the boy to get the girl. They want the good guy to win. They want the bad guy to die, hopefully in the biggest explosion the budget will allow. But most importantly, Senator, they want to walk into a theater and for 90 minutes forget the fucking mess that you have left of this nation.
Go get your bubblegum.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Hello, and welcome back to the All Out of Bubblegum podcast. I am Marty, and joining me today is Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Today we're going to be talking about a movie that's really different from what we've been talking about so far on the podcast. It's a movie called King Kong Fu, which...
1976.
It shot over a period of like 13 years?
I don't know if it was 13 years, but it did get like its wide release in 1987, I think.
Yeah, I don't think... They started filming in 76, but they were finished. They weren't finished until 87, I believe.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So quite a labor of love, this one.
Yeah, you can say that.
As the title indicates, it's a spoof of King Kong mixed with some Kung Fu. Though
it makes sense when you watch it.
The Kung Fu part of it is really small.
That is true, yeah.
You suggested this one. I had never even heard of it. But I heard the title and I was like, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, I first heard about this one through like a video review that James Rolfe did, you know, the angry video game nerd.
Oh, yeah.
He did a video review of this one, and I said, man, I gotta find this movie. This looks righteous. Found it, loved it, and I watched it for a second time for this podcast.
It's definitely something else. It's it's almost like Zucker Abraham Zucker type comedy, except really low budget.
Very low budget.
Yeah,
this is like a local Wichita, Kansas production.
Yes, and it's made me laugh a couple of times, which you know, means it's a good movie, or good enough at least.
Yeah. To get over the plot real quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
It's about an ape from China that talks. I think I'm not even sure about the talking part.
I think he talks. Yeah.
Yeah, and he knows kung fu, and they're gonna bring him on a trip to the United States, but the car breaks down. In Wichita, Kansas, of course. And he goes on a kung fu rampage. That's the plot.
Yeah. Well, there's also two wannabe news reporters.
Oh, yeah. They live in the attic together. With all their movie posters. Swilling beer.
Yeah. Coming up with plans to get on TV, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. And I like that part of it because this is like a G-rated family film, but I appreciate how even though it's like a family film, there's like no kid characters pretty much. It's like all the adult world. And I thought that was refreshing, I guess you could say, for like a kid's film to be focused on adults pretty much.
Yeah, and also a bit more women in bikinis than you would get in a G-rated movie nowadays.
That is true. I noticed that, yes. It'd probably get like a PG by the MPAA today, but... Who's keeping track?
Yeah. So, originally the monkey's called Jungle Jumper, but then his teacher slash owner decides to send him to the U.S. because he has bested him.
Yes, I guess, just by flipping him around a little bit.
Yeah, by snatching a banana from his hand and flipping him around.
It makes sense in context.
Everything we're going to say about this movie, I think you can say, trust me, it makes sense in context.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like it does, but it does.
Yeah, like the part about the monkey being able to talk. Most part, he just kind of like grunts. But then like there's one scene where he's talking to like a baseball player. He's like, the baseball player asks for his autograph. And the ape just says, I'm not a free agent. Then proceeds to beat up the baseball player. Yeah. So I'm not sure if that's like the inner dialogue of the ape like being heard over the soundtrack. Or if that's him actually talking to the baseball player. I have no clue, and I don't know if the filmmakers knew.
Well, I think you can just talk. I mean, it's not like it has to make sense.
That is true. It doesn't have to make sense. This is King Kung Fu we're talking about. Martial arts gorilla.
Yeah. So, like we said, the main plot is basically these two guys who want to get on TV. One of them is kind of more the brains, and the other one is more the person who does things.
Yeah.
They live in an attic and you have a Dial M for Murder poster where the phone actually comes off.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah, funny gag. And, yeah. So they decide to go visit King Kung Fu, as Jungle Jumper has now been named.
Yep.
And they somehow think that that's going to be a big deal when they film him.
Well, this is Wichita, Kansas. I'm not sure how much is happening. Like, yeah. For example, you have, like, the prudish Midwestern ladies who show up. Like, they're called the old hags, which I think it's, like, old ladies demonstrating against hiding animals' great shame or something like that. I can't remember what the acronym is for, but it's, like, animals should wear clothes. Yeah, they're, like, animals should wear clothes because otherwise it's public nudity. So
yes.
Yeah, so they think King Kong Fu should wear a jock strap or something. But anyway, that'll fix the problem.
But they are shown to be very interested in seeing a naked monkey, actually.
That is true. There's a little bit of that hypocrisy there, that moralistic hypocrisy. Like, all these people who, like, it appears all the time in movies. Like, the moralistic character is secretly, like, succumbing to the temptation of what they want to, like, protest against. And in this, they just really want to see Monkey Dong.
You want to see King Dong.
King Dong Fu, yep.
Yeah, so what exactly, because I think they're trying to break in, so they go to the Pizza Hut, where there's a waitress called Ray Fay.
Yes.
Guess what that is a reference to?
I have no idea. Fay Ray, yeah.
And they try to convince her to streak with the monkey.
Yes, this is a G-rated film, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course. Only American prudes would get upset about that. But yeah.
King Kung Fu isn't a big monkey.
No. It's a guy in a monkey costume.
Yeah, but King Kong was a huge monkey. Here he's just a regular human-sized monkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Who does actually know Kung Fu?
As far as we can tell, yes.
Yes.
He kicks few people, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
What exactly is their plan then to... main characters Bo and Herman, they want to, like, get on the news. I get that, but they're, like, trying to break into, like, the ape cage and stuff like that, and, like, it looks like Herman's being violated by King Kung Fu on a couple of occasions. Yeah. I that lost me. I mean, I love this movie, but that part lost me.
So they have banana oil, which is already kind of funny.
Yeah.
And Herman spills some of it on himself accidentally, and it makes King Kung Fu... Does it make him horny? I don't know. It makes him... Herman later says he tried to peel me like a banana.
Yeah, there is that. And there's a neat little sequence where, like, you see it from, like, the gorilla's point of view. And you see, like, a banana flashing where it's Johnson is, where Herman's Johnson is. Like, rant, 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 rant. Banana here, banana here, banana here, banana here. So it's kind of like, that's unintentionally erotic right there.
Well, to each their own.
Well, I mean, like, from the monkey's point of view.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
My point of view. I wasn't turned on by bananas, but...
Okay. You're more of a strawberries guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not exactly clear what their plan is. Like, why is Herman the one going into the cage when... I think their plan was to have the monkey streak with Ray Fay.
Yeah, I think that was the plan, but I don't know what's going on there. Unless they're trying to break out the gorilla so they can run together or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. Don't think about this too much.
No, it's not that type of movie.
No. And they try again later, but again things go wrong. And again, I don't exactly know what they were trying to do or what went wrong. Did the monkey just find the trapdoor himself and open it?
He must have, because that part of the movie is very confusing to me. Well, the whole movie is perplexing, but that part is especially confusing.
Yeah. Eventually the monkey gets loose, goes on his rampage of visiting the beautiful city of Wichita, Kansas. And wearing hats.
And wearing hats. It's a recurring motif. Yes. There's a great scene towards the beginning when he breaks out, when, like, the Wichita, like, Kansas, like, police force are responding to him.
Oh,
they're, like,
yeah,
running in slow motion, like it's Baywatch Wichita or something like that. Yeah. Like, all five of them, like, the entire police force of Wichita running in, like, slow motion, wearing their, like, motorcycle helmets and stuff like that. That is so funny to me. I know it shouldn't be, but it is.
Motorcycle helmets with the American flag on them.
Oh, yeah. We got to remind people this is the United States. Wichita is in the United States, people. Don't forget that.
I didn't know that before. No, I don't.
Okay. You learn something from this movie. It's very educational.
Exactly. Like, Kansas is also in the middle of the United States.
Yeah, there's a great scene right there where they're talking. The head of like the Joint Chiefs of Staff is like, well, the ape on the loose is in the middle of Kansas. That's in the middle of the United States. So we've got him surrounded. That's such a funny moment.
It's a good joke.
He's grimacing over the whole thing, like trying not to laugh.
Probably my biggest laugh in the movie, though, came from when the chief of the police talks to his subordinates and he says, what about it, Pilgrim? And it turns out the guy's name is actually Pilgrim.
Yes, yes. That's so funny because the chief of police is actually like a John Wayne impersonator. His name is Captain Duke. He's played by Tom Leahy. And it's so funny hearing this like John Wayne impersonator like hunt down a gorilla. It is wild. He's just like, well, there's a gorilla over there, Pilgrim. It's hard for me to do a John Wayne impersonation. It always turns into like a Forrest Gump impersonation halfway through. So it's difficult, you know? Like, we're going to have to put down old Bessie here. And he like shoots the police van they've been driving around in. Yes. It's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
There's also a scene where we do sort of get to see what the plan is. And it's when Herman fantasizes about how he would go about it.
I love this scene.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You don't really know. Even though I can't see what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's shot. It's a nighttime scene and it's a bit dark. Well, you know, it works.
Yeah, it works.
You can still see what's going on. It's just a bit difficult to see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know while it's going on that's a fantasy scene, or is that only at the end?
Only at the end, baby. Yeah. I thought this was real. Even on the second time watching the movie, I'm like, wait, is this fantasy or is this real? I can't remember.
Is this the real life or is this just fantasy?
Yes, exactly.
If only that song had been by Kansas, that would have been an even better reference.
Oh, I love Kansas. They're my favorite rock band. They should have made a cameo in this movie. They should have sang that Wichita.
They were around at 1976, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why they did
sing that. Oh, yeah, they're probably like, this is a bit below us, maybe. But they should have sang that this is Wichita song, because like in the middle of this movie, when you see the ape wandering around, there's like this majestic, angelic song that starts playing like, it's more than a town, more than a city. You're in Wichita, Wichita. And then, like, the ape is just, like, looking around, like, oh, Wichita. And it's just such a beautiful moment. The Kansas, the band should have done that.
Yes.
Da-na-na-na, this is Wichita. Da-na-na-na-na. Well, anyway, and that's not the only original music in the movie.
Oh, no.
Over the end credits, you can hear a song that's called The Gorilla Rag. It's like this like little jazzy little tune that goes like, you do the gorilla rag. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the music in this movie.
Yes. But now after the fancy scene, we cut back to Herman in his fantastic pajamas. Great look. And we see the plan go down for real. And it does not go as well as he imagines.
Yes, he does not cause a big explosion that costs half the film's budget. There. No. Because in the fantasy scene, he blows up the wall to the zoo. I'm thinking, this is like a small budget Wichita production. Is that miniatures or did they do that for real? I don't even know when they blew up the wall of the zoo.
You know what? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's like half the budget right there.
Yeah. It's probably why it took another decade to finish it.
Very true. Very wise.
Yeah. When it doesn't really become a full-blown King Kong spoof until final half hour.
Yeah. Or you get a great vehicle chase. This car chase is better than anything in the original Bourne trilogy. Just seeing like a monkey. Okay, I don't know if an ape is technically a monkey. But anyway, the ape is like caught in like a Volkswagen Beetle top. His feet are
on the steering wheel.
Using the steering wheel, yes.
Yeah.
And the John Wayne character and Billy Pilgrim are like in the motorcycle, and there's some decent stunts, I guess. Like there's a part where like the motorcycle tips over almost, and the bitch seat is, what is it called, the sidecar is like lifted off the ground. It's like, wow, they're really risking life and limb for a movie called King Kung Fu. Yeah. Why are you risking your life for this movie?
Well, it's all sped up, so you don't know how dangerous it would have actually been.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, there is that. There's a lot of sped up footage in this to make it more cartoony. Lots of slide whistle sound effects.
I got a very Benny Hill type vibe from it.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes, very, very Benny Hill-esque.
Ah, okay, yeah. I was afraid when I thought about it. I was like, did they have Benny Hill in the US? Did it make it across the
pond? Barely. Oh.
Too highbrow for you.
Yes, exactly. We're watching King Kung Fu, not Benny Hill. Yeah. We love that King Kung Fu. And there's a scene in like an amusement park, which I believe has since closed, where the coppers, they chase down King Kung Fu onto a roller coaster, and they just ride the roller coaster. That's the whole scene. Yeah. There's not really much chasing going on. They just decide to ride the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Which gets some good footage of a roller coaster in for the sake of having a good roller coaster. That's it.
Production value, baby.
Exciting. Yeah, production value. And prior to that, there's a pretty good scene in a Wild West reenactment village where you see King Kung Fu scare guy literally out of his pants. The guy goes like flying out of his pants into the stratosphere, and like King Kung Fu like steals his clothes and like pretends to be Wild Bill in like a Wild West reenactment shootout. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
they're shooting at him with blanks, the other bandits, and they're like, oh, this King Kung Fu, he must be wearing one of those new bulletproof vests. Because like King Kung Fu is refusing to keel over and die after being shot with blanks. Then he just like beats him up and like hijacks a horse and drives off while saying, hi, ho, Silver. Yeah. Which makes sense, I guess. Yeah. It makes sense.
Just put every reference you can think of in there.
Yes, Benny Hill, hi, ho, Silver. We've got King Kong. We've got Kung Fu, which I believe was a David Carradine TV show about this time.
Yeah.
It's set in the Wild West. Yeah, so maybe that's a reference to that. Maybe.
I don't know exactly how much. Well, I don't know much about it.
Yeah, me either.
I may have seen one or two episodes of it, but like I don't know the main plot of that show.
No, yeah.
It might have just actually been about a Kung Fu student or teacher going to the U.S. from Asia.
Yeah, kind of like this film. Except it's in Kansas. The scenic state of Kansas.
Yeah, and the monkey isn't perpetually drunk, so.
Well, which would have been interesting to see.
Yeah.
There's a scene we alluded to earlier where he gets in a fight at a baseball stadium. Of course, a baseball stadium in like Wichita, Kansas is like a minor league baseball stadium, but Whatever.
Yeah.
It's still a fun scene. You know, he's beating up people with baseball bats, conking them on the head, and they're like flipping through the air, and the announcer's like, there goes a gorilla on the baseball field. He's got a baseball bat, and he's beating up number 24. I don't know, I thought that was kind of amusing myself.
Yes.
Then a guy gets his toes ran over by a couple of vehicles, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I can't remember, was that Billy Pilgrim or was that somebody else?
Who gets his toes run over?
Yeah.
No, he's wearing a baseball jersey. I think it's the...
Oh, baseball
coach,
player.
I think.
I think you might be right about that. Yeah, because King Kung Fu, he can just jump over the wall of the baseball stadium just like that. Just jump over it.
Yeah.
That's his magic power.
Yes.
Great special effects.
Yeah. Well, on the budget they had, yeah, I was kind of impressed by the special effects.
Oh, yeah. We haven't gotten into the stop motion special effects yet during the climax.
Oh, yeah.
After the chase with John Wayne and Billy Pilgrim, King Kung Fu, he takes the Rafe A character up to like the tallest building in Wichita, Kansas, which is like a 3-story hotel, the Holiday Inn. So we've got Pizza Hut. We've got Holiday Inn. They're the big backers of this film, apparently. They get all the product placement.
We don't have Holiday Inn over here, but I still understood the joke. When he said, oh, he's on the tallest building in town, the Holiday Inn.
Yes. And then King Kung Fu gets attacked by a stop-motion helicopter, mm-hmm. piloted by John Wayne and Billy Pilgrim. And, I mean, it adds some production value to it, I guess. I mean, it's not great stop-motion by any means, but it has its charm because that's always fun to see, right?
Yeah, especially you sort of have to do it in a King Kong spoof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, King Kung Fu, he grabs the propeller... the wing of the propeller at one scene so that it stops, but the rest of the helicopter is like spinning around and around and around, and the Duke and Billy Pilgrim are getting sick.
Yeah. No, it's also like So the question is, which King Kong movie is it spoofing? Because if this came out, if they didn't come out, but if they started making this in 76, is it the Jeff Bridges version?
Well, I don't know, because I think on IMDb they said filming started in 1974. Mm. Yeah, well, I don't know if that's true, but IMDb trivia section says began filming in 1974. So that was a little before the Jeff Bridges one, so I don't know. Maybe, I really don't know, maybe they're... Well, they do have a poster of the original 1933 one in their attic that Bo and Herman live in, so it could be that.
Yeah, but I do think on Wikipedia they say that there's a reference to Bo Bridges in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The main character, one of the main characters, Bo, is named Bo Burgess. Is
yes, that... yeah.
Yes. So I don't know. It probably took like a million years to film, so they're probably making up things as they go along.
They were ahead of Dino De Laurentiis with a new King Kong movie.
They beat him to the punch.
If only they'd finished within 13, well, in the first 2 years.
Yeah. This could have been a huge blockbuster, let me tell you.
Yes.
And it really should be a cult classic. It's not, but it should be because it has all the hallmarks of one.
Yeah. Though I don't know in what state is this... Well, in what condition, I mean, as in state is in condition.
Oh. But
in what condition is this available? Because did we both watch it on YouTube?
Yes. And there is a DVD. I've not purchased it, but there's a DVD of it. Not a Blu-ray that I know of, but the version I watched was on YouTube.
Yeah. So we watched it in a cropped version.
Yes. You can, noticeably cropped.
Yeah. You can quite clearly see that this was meant for widescreen. Or meant shot as a widescreen film, but we watched it in 4:3 format, I think.
Yeah.
So if this gets like a good boutique label re-release, it might actually get some more fans, definitely.
Oh, I hope so, because this deserves it. Okay, I think it deserves it at least.
Well, it's fun. It's fun enough.
Yeah. And one of the things I like about this movie is it's often called like a so bad it's good movie. And I can kind of see that. But at the same time, is it really bad, or is it just like a silly comedy that's held back by budgetary limitations?
I personally would say the second one.
I would too.
Because it's not unintentionally funny. It's intentionally funny.
Yeah.
All the jokes are meant to be jokes. It's meant to be silly. So, it's not so bad it's good. It's just charming and fun and deliberately funny.
I agree with that. Which makes it a good nominee for being a cult classic because...
Yeah.
I mean, it's got all that kind of low-budget, spunky charm. Like, we're going to make a movie. We're going to make a movie in Wichita, Kansas, and it's going to turn out goofy and silly, and it's going to work somehow.
It's high time for a new King Kong movie.
Make one in Wichita, Kansas. Yep.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's a fun movie. It should be more well-known. Like, I'm not saying the public at large should embrace it, but it should definitely have a bigger following.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just looking at IMDb here. Did you notice that there's a character named Sig Heil, played by Lee Elliott in this movie?
No. What? Who is he?
No, I didn't know that either. I have no idea who that is. Just a character on IMDb. And I believe, and I would rewatch the credits, and he's there in the credits. But I don't know who that character is. Unless he got cut out, because that's tasteless and offensive. They left him in the end credits. I don't know.
Did they care enough?
Nah, this is the Midwest. Very racist.
And also, if you don't mention the character by name, who's going to notice?
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. Yes.
Yeah, but I also noticed that the director didn't ever really do anything else, as far as I can tell from his IMDb.
Oh, really? That's a shame, because this is an enjoyable action comedy. I think he did a good job for what his budget was.
Yeah, and also think, like, if he just went out and made this film for... very little money, you'd think he'd be able to do it again.
Needs
no means to make a movie, then what's stopping him?
Yeah, he could do Kung Fu Star Wars or something like that.
Though I'm thinking, if this one took 13 years to make, maybe he just died of old age.
Yes. His dying breath was, release King Kung Fu. Yeah. It is finished. As it is written, it is done.
Yeah.
And this is like an action movie podcast, so are we going to discuss the action scene quality at all?
Let's go for it, yeah.
Oh, okay, a lot of slow motion, a lot of goofy sound effects. Action choreography is there, but it's not elaborate.
No.
It's just... Yeah, not elaborate at all. It's just kind of King Kung Fu, a guy in a gorilla costume, kicking a few people in the head. They fall down unconscious. There's some baseball bat action at the baseball stadium, which is good. And that's just about it, describing the action.
You say they fall down unconscious, but they actually do some flips after being hit.
Oh, that too, yeah. Which is kind of nice. I mean, give some flips.
Yeah. I was sort of worried while watching it, thinking, like, how much can the guy in the gorilla costume actually see?
Yeah.
I don't know where the eye holes are, but it would take some balls to just stand there and get kicked by a man who probably cannot quite see what's happening.
It does look like a few of them are getting hit for real there.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones with the United States flag helmet, yeah.
Yes, yes. Wichita, yeah. Wichita police, yeah. They're definitely getting hit for real.
Yeah, but all the fight scenes are in slow motion. but sure, why not?
It works.
Yeah. It's not elaborate. It's not a great action movie, but it sort of works within the context of a film.
Yes. Probably the best action is actually the car chase, but that's just me.
Yeah. Plus it ends with John Wayne guy shooting his car to death.
Yes. After talking to that motor maid, listen here, little lady, I'm gonna have to take your motors. Okay, I'm lapsing into Forrest Gump again. Yeah. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Poor John Wayne.
Is it supposed to be a deliberate parody of John Wayne's sexism, the way he talks to the motor maid?
Oh, it has to be. I mean, it has to be, because earlier when Herman gets put in prison for being violated by the monkey, John Wayne is like, listen here, you left-wing liberal media liars. So I think it knows of John Wayne's politics and political social beliefs. Yeah. So I think so.
And also, the political discourse in the United States has barely changed in 50 years.
Yes. Good point, yes.
It's somehow only gotten dumber, which is weird.
Yeah. Yes, dumber than a movie about an ape that knows kung fu.
Yes.
And some people draw issue a tiny bit, not a whole lot, with the racism in the film, like the depiction of the kung fu master. Did you think that was offensive at all or anything like that? I'm assuming he's a white guy, but I don't know for sure.
I mean, I didn't even think about it, honestly. It's
Not a big deal to me. I mean, some people drew issue with it, but...
I mean, they didn't go to China. It looks like it was shot in a darkened garage or something.
A darkened garage with a lot of candles, yeah. Yes. That's the gist of it.
Okay, I knew the character was supposed to be Chinese, but until you mentioned it, I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, it's not really something that you think too much about.
Some dudes in Wichita making a cheap-ass movie, of course it's going to be a white dude.
Yeah. And the end credits even credits, the person who took all the photos in China at the end, that showed in the opening credits.
Oh, really?
So it's not it's these photos of China were taken by so-and-so. Isn't that great, kids? So I guess there's that.
Yeah. Well, at least the photos were authentic, I guess.
Yeah, the photos were real. The Mao photos. Here's the guy who killed tens of millions of people in your kid's film.
Yeah. Also, in the opening credits, the opening titles, it says filmed in Simian scope.
Yes. So good.
Yeah.
What is this Simian scope? And why was it not used by Peter Jackson when he filmed King Kong?
Yeah. We demand an explanation.
Fess up, Peter Jackson. We know you're hiding something.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Oh, man. I can't think of anything else except lots of pizza, lots of Holiday Inn, and it's just a good action comedy. No, okay, I take that back. It's an excellent action comedy. Should be more well-known. Should be a cult classic by now. Surprised it's not. And it's got the sincerity that it needs. It's got a guy's eyes bulging out of his skull.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, right?
When he sees Ray Faye in her bikini. Yeah.
Yeah. Which are basically just two ping pong balls with black dots on them. That's pretty funny.
And he does something else that we don't even really see, which is also a joke, I think.
Yeah.
He takes a bite of popcorn out of nowhere.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember something like that happening.
But you barely see it because he just takes a handful of popcorn to his mouth and then it cuts away.
Yeah.
So you see mostly the hand, a little bit of popcorn.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that happening, yeah. Being kind of thrown for a loop.
Yeah. I agree with you about this movie. I'm not as positive about it.
Oh, fair.
But yeah, I had a good it's a comedy that made me laugh. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, what more do you need?
Fun. Everybody was clearly having a good time. It's a labor of love. And yeah, it's just a fun 90 minutes, definitely.
Yeah, distinct characters. You're never wondering, like, who's who? You're like, who is that guy right there? You always know who the characters are. And which is good, I guess, because, you know, some of these movies get stuffed with characters and you're kind of like, I don't know who that is. But this movie, they keep them pretty distinct. Very distinct, actually.
Yeah. You are wondering sometimes, what are they doing?
Yes. Especially when Herman's trying to get inside the ape cage. But that is true, yes.
Yes.
I don't know why that happened.
Yeah.
Maybe the director, if he's still alive, will tell us.
Yeah. Tell us, Lance D. Hayes. Tell us. We demand to know.
The world needs to know.
So yeah, I guess that's it. Yep. Short episode, but a fun one. Mm-hmm. The movie is on YouTube, so if everybody has become curious about it, you can check it out right now. And while you're busy checking things out, check out our website, alloutofbubblegum.com. You can join the Discord, you can check out the Patreon, and we'll see you next time.
All right, see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. First he kicks left, and then he kicks right. Then he broke woogies with all of his might. He gives his partner a gorilla hug. And then they proceed to cut the rug. Remember when your feelings are starting to sag? You just got done to the gorilla rag. When you get good at this gorilla walk, buddies and friends are gonna gawk and talk. They're gonna say your dance is really the best. And then you can go around beating your chest. Remember when your feelings are starting to drag? Just got time to do the gorilla rag. Shibby-doo-wop, wop, wop. Shibby-doo-wop, wop, wop, wop. You just got to do the gorilla rag.